if it's not clear, I really fucking like Gyaru. They're cute as hell. Sono Bisque Doll is the name of that one.
All right.
But anyway, I'm droning on about manga. What are you reading? What do you like?
What am I reading? I mostly just follow the casual stuff, like the usual the shonen content that Jaimini publish, and so on and so forth.
Nice.
But yeah, I'll leave it there because I feel like I'm starting to irritate everyone.
All right. Well, I won't keep you around too long then if you don't want to. Thanks for calling. It's always fun to talk about manga and stuff.
Absolutely.
And thanks for listening in.
Oh, actually, I have one last comment on manga.
Sure.
So on the topic of Touhou, I am following the Wild and Horned Hermit manga where Kasen was finally revealed as the third Deva. And it was pretty exciting to see some action actually happen in Touhou primary content for the first time.
You know what's fucking wild is that Forbidden Scrollery is actually, like, officially coming out and licensed.
Really?
Like, yeah, like, you can get it in the store. You can walk into Barnes & Noble and buy a Touhou manga. Like, could you imagine that 10 years ago? Like, just being told, like, oh, hey, there's going to be official Touhou products in the U.S.
But it's also on the games themselves are on Steam now.
Which is nuts, but pretty cool.
And Antimony is apparently coming out on Nintendo Switch, which should be very interesting, but I'm not a big fan of the floaty fighters, so.
I bought one of the indie games on the PS4, and it wasn't very good, to be honest.
Yeah, no, most of the indie games are pretty crap, with the exception of a few. I definitely recommend the JRPG Genius of Sephiroth, if anyone hasn't tried it. Certainly worth a shot.
Nice. All right, well, thanks so much for calling in. It was great having you on the show.
Sure, have a good night.
You too. All right. Yeah, call's coming in hot. Temporary slut, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, I got you.
So, first off, I'd like to apologize if my English starts falling apart. Like, I have quite the accent.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
So, there's an important thing I'd like to talk about. You've watched Symphogear, right?
Of course I have watched Symphogear.
So, there's an injustice that needs to stop. For the past 6-7 years, people have been shit-talking Maria, and that's not okay.
Right? It's not okay. Maria's great.
Yeah, I mean, she looks cute, of course. She's voiced by Yoko Kasa. And, I mean,
she gets the shit kicked out of her all the time? What?
Yeah, she's taking care of those other two retards, Kirika and Shirabe. And she's always trying her hardest. So it's really not okay for people to shit-talk her that much. They should all praise her instead, I think.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Kirika and Shirabe are fucking cute. Let's not diss
them. They are cute, but they're cute because they're dumb. I mean, like, you've watched the show, you know Kirika. I mean, there was that episode in the last season, season 4, the one, I think, with her birthday. That actually made me think maybe she's just faking being retarded because she had that whole thing with her trying to keep the team spirits up. But, I mean, usually they act pretty dumb. They're the two dumb ones. I mean, remember the scene with the phone in the final battle, all this stuff.
So is Maria your favorite Symphogear?
Not my favorite, no. I mean, I think Hibiki is my favorite overall.
You want the Biki Dicky, huh?
No, not the Dicky. No.
Are you sure
I like
about
the Biki Bat more, honestly. But, I mean, Maria's great. She's just great. All the girls are great. Even the ones I'm calling dumb, they're great. So, I mean, that's just like a public service announcement to stop bullying Maria. That's all.
I will echo this announcement. Do not bully. Don't make us call the anti-bully ranger.
So, I mean, changing topic, but not my batch. What might be the final season of Symphogear is airing in like 2 months, I think. What do you think will happen?
I have no fucking idea. Symphogear gets crazier every season. Like, I mean, not that it wasn't crazy in season one, but, like, we've already gotten to, like, planet destruction, the alchemists. I mean, fucking Cagliostro, the, like, transgender alchemist. I have no idea. I have no idea how these girls' powers could evolve more. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, we will. I mean, I'm kind of worried about it being the last season because, like, I like the show a lot and I've been following it for years, and now they're finally getting to the big bad they've been teasing since the first season, and just, like, it feels